thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, depending whatever area, whichever part of the world you're joining us right now. This is the Gibber Series fan podcast. I'm Elizabeth, aka Betty, and here's my partner all the way from Venezuela.
Yay! How are you?
Yay, and I'm back. She's back, finally, and we have a special guest all the way from Lebanon, the one and only Samia. Yay, Samia!
Yay. Hello.
Say hello. Well, this is an interesting weekend, right? Because what's going on in the world and everything. So, in case you don't know, there's a hurricane affecting right now, attacking Florida. So, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Florida right now. And the other, Georgia, I think, is going to get affected as well. So, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone. And, yeah. Oh, I hear my echo.
Yeah.
Oh, I see now why. I'm in the thingy. That doesn't make sense. Okay, never mind. That was my soul. Like, oh my. So yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who was affected by the Hurricane Irma in the Caribbean area. And also our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who was affected by the hurricane.
Oh, Nina.
Oh, hi, Nina.
Nina. Hello.
Nina is back. Oh. She says, join on Twitter and tell people that I'll have an announcement today. See if we can get people here. Yes, thank you, Nina. So, partner, you know what to do. And that was a surprise. Hi, Nina. We hope you're having a good day. So, again, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who was affected by the hurricane. I think it was Katrina in the Gulf of Mexico. And also with everyone who was affected by the earthquake in Mexico because it was crazy. And so, yeah. And also, thoughts and prayers are with everyone who was going with... they had a fire on the west coast of the United States. And so, Andy, we're so happy that you're okay. So, please, please, you know... keep us posted if everyone's okay. And yeah, so it's a hectic week. And I also heard there was like a tornado warning in Canada, so it was like, oh my god, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So as always, please, please remember to be kind to one another. If you can help, do it. If you can't, it's okay, just be kind to one another. And Nina says it's not a teaser, but okay, what could it be?
Good news, maybe.
Maybe. Ooh, that could be so many things.
Julian Mitchell.
That would be a nice surprise. And hi, Maru. I see Maru. She has joined us as well. So I wonder what it could be. As Andy would say, stay tuned. Ta-na-na-na. Okay, so today, yeah, we're going to try to make a good thing out of all of this crazy madness that's going on in the world. And Mother Nature, I think Mother Nature needs to find Gabriel, and he needs to pamper her. And then Mother Nature will be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
To say the least.
Right, she will be so happy, like global warming, what? Anyway, alright, so before we start the show, there are a few announcements. In case you want to join a book club, there is Esos Florentine series. They're back on September 10th. No, wait. September... Oh, that's today. September 16th, next week, September 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. They're reading the Romans, so you can join them. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun. Pam and Kes. Next is Noches en Florencia. They had to postpone yesterday's show as well because of the hurricane. So hopefully they will be back next week. But in case you never listen to them, you can find their recordings on iTunes and on Mixler. And again, they're reading La Alondra. They're about to wrap it up, so make sure you join them. And our thoughts and prayers are with Maru, we miss you too. With Lily, who is in Puerto Rico, and Bay, who right now is in Virginia. So wishing the best to everyone. Hi, Kansi. I see a new listener. And Poliana? I think so. Hello.
Poliana.
Thank you. Polly. That's a nice nickname. It almost sounds like Paul. But anyway, you can roll your eyes, Samia. It's okay.
Okay.
Next is Noches. Wait. No, that's... I already said that. So again, Noches in Florencia, a reading La Alondra at 11 a.m. Stay tuned for more information. Next is Trilogia Gabriel. They are back. They're reading El Infierno de Gabriel. They're back on Saturday, September 16th at 4 p.m. Ooh, I wonder if they're going to be on the 16th because I think that's like an important Mexican holiday. So stay tuned for more information. But they're reading El Infierno de Gabriel. And last but not least, the ladies of Noches en Florencia, Samia and Andy, are going to be back in 2 weeks. And they will go over Juramento de Gabriel. Is that right, or did I screw it?
Juramento de Gabriel. Yeah.
There you go. Say it again.
Juramento de Gabriel.
Wait, what? Juramento. Okay. Juramento de Gabriel. It's again next in 2 weeks. September 24 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, a.k.a. 5 p.m. Brazilian Time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so? Okay. So, again, they're going to go over Gabriel's rapture in Portuguese. Say hello to the professor. Oi, professor.
Olá, lá.
Right? Okay, and don't forget, there is a... Right? And there's a special poll going on right now. It's in our Twitter account. Both are your favorite scenes of Gabriel's Inferno. Which ones would you like to see in a movie? 1 star means, not so bad. And 5 stars means, yes, by all means. Yes, please, put it there. Let me see that. Because we want a Gabriel movie.
I want to see it all.
We want to see everything. Especially the towel. Drop it, Gabriel. Drop it.
Drop the towel.
Right. We're going to start singing like Snoop Dogg. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Hi, Caddy. Okay. Don't forget, also, there is Musings and Arga Empire Anthology. It's available on Amazon, and you can buy it, and the proceeds go to Coming in House, PA. And there is What the Heart Wants and Opposites Attract Anthology. The proceeds go to Terry Foundation. It's available on Amazon. Constellation by Jennifer Locklear is available on Amazon. Roman Crazy by Nina Bochy and Alice Clinton is available on Amazon. Barnes and Noble's, iTunes, iBooks, get it, it's everywhere. And last but not least,
news, Betty.
Right?
Yeah.
And last, the news. Oh, okay, thank you. Okay,
and
so,
news.
Sorry. Okay, Nina has the news. Are we ready? Nina says, okay, the news is this. There will be a huge announcement soon. Look, very soon. First people that get the info will be the newsletter subscribers. My suggestion is to get on there ASAP. Really?
That's nice. We're already there.
If you're there, then
huge.
Awesome.
She's like huge. Oh my god.
She's She said huge. Well, we're not going to say it like, you know who, but it's going to be ginormous. So, I wonder what it could be.
How?
Well, you know, from what I heard, Gabriel has big hands for real.
Like, yummy, huge.
Right.
I
wonder what it could be. Maybe Gabriel is going to release his purple towel collection. Right. And they're small because he's big, so he needs a small towel. I don't know. Bad idea. So thank you, Nina. So again, don't forget the newsletter. Sign up and be the first to find out what the big announcement is. What could it be? Maybe a teaser.
We need like some huge good news, I swear to God.
Yes, I agree. Oh,
like really soon. Yeah.
Right. Nina, thank you. You're so nice. I needed something happy today, and you just brought us something to look forward to. And now I wonder, when are we going to get the huge news? Probably it's going to be
like
this
really
week.
Soon? How soon?
How soon? Yeah, like in like 15 minutes or like in 2 days.
Like 10 seconds.
Right? She says, I can't say anymore, but subscribe and stay tuned. I'm out. Okay, love you, Nina.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, this is going to be exciting. So, Nina is our little lucky charm. Thank you, Principessa.
She stole the thunder.
Right?
Yeah. What podcast? Gabriel, who? Oh my
Right. So, I wonder what it could be. So, again, don't forget, while we're here, the Man in a Black Suit, the new masterpiece from the boss, comes out in December 2017, and we had a little teaser like 2 weeks ago from Nina. So in case you want to read it, go in our Twitter account. And also, if you speak Portuguese or you want to learn Portuguese, well, no problema, because the ladies of Noites translated the teaser into Portuguese, and it's a sexy edit. So thank you, Outlanda.
Catchy.
Yay. Okay, and that concludes the announcements, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty then.
So?
Right? It's like, oh my God. It's almost like the news. But it was the good news. Like, we're going to get news. Woo! Okay. So, in case you were wondering, what the heck? What are we covering today? Well, we're going to go over chapter 51. But before we do that, we have to go back in time. Blah, 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 blah. And it's September! Yay! Oh, look at that. We're still in September.
Wait.
What?
Happy birthday to Anastasia Steele.
Oh my God, you're right. Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, Anna.
Happy birthday, Anna. Thank you for giving us a little video.
A little video.
Yeah, I mean, something like a trailer. Thank you very much, E.L. James, 50 Shades Free. And I don't know if it was me, but I was like, oh, wedding dress. Pause. Ooh, lace. I see lace and long sleeves. Very pretty. I was kind of comparing dresses with Rachel's, like, oh, look, Rachel, she has things like that. Anyway, yeah. I'm still hanging on to Rachel's wedding. So, yeah. So, thank you, Samia, for the reminder. It's Anna's birthday. Yay! And we are close. Right? Wait, what?
It was me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been told that I'm not really... I have, like, attention problems. I jump back and forth. So, yeah. So, anyway, congratulations, okay. Anna. Now, let's go back to chapter 50.
51.
No, last week. Oh, what happened?
Okay,
you know.
Well,
not
okay,
last
okay.
week, two
okay.
weeks ago. Yeah. Focus. So, if you were wondering what happened in chapter 50, well, we found ourselves in Boston. What? Yeah, we were coming back from Rachel's wedding, and Julia tells Gabriel, if you were to propose, I would say yes. Great. I love you. I love you too. Crickets.
You know, and Gabriel is like, okay.
Right.
Okay, you will say yes? Okay.
Yeah, like, feel free, Gabriel, to propose, to take my hand, to make promises of the future, to give me a special jewel, something that comes from your heart with maybe 3 carats, diamond engagement ring. I'm hoping I get, I don't know, maybe like a round cut or emerald. Emerald's good. I can work with an emerald cut. Right, Gabriel? Right? This is Gabriel.
Yeah. I'm not picky.
Gabriel?
Like, you know, let me think about it.
Right, like, you can propose now. Okay, I think he went
Let me think again.
Right, I think he took a nap. He's taking a nap in the plane. It's okay, he'll propose once we land. Right, Gabriel? Right?
Like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, right? So it turns out that, well, once they arrived at Boston, Gabriel still did not propose. I know, perhaps he will take us wedding ring shopping because he doesn't want to screw up and give us a really horrible, ugly, gothic ring. He's gonna ask us, darling, come with me, right? But nope. Once again, Gabriel,
no.
Are you going shopping? Anything? Anything at all?
Gabriel can come to the phone right now.
Right? Even Twitchy's AWOL right now. So it turns out that no, Gabriel did not take her wedding ring shopping again. So apparently they went shopping for bread, for ham, for everything except for rings. Right?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm...
Wait, what?
Twitch is always available.
Oh, Twitchy is unavailable. I know, right? You're breaking up a lot.
Available.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Twitchy is always available.
Oh, Twitchy is always available. Okay, we got you now. I don't know if that's what Gabriel said, but yeah, sure, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not...
Mr. Monk.
If he's not gonna propose with a ring, well, can he propose with, you know, Mr. Twitchy?
No, he's like a monk.
Well, I know, but, you know, in case it's like, Gabriel, if you don't want to propose with a ring, well, you still can propose with something else, a special jewel in the southern section of your pants, you know? Hint, hint. The southern region, I see it.
Guarding his virtue.
Right? Oh, by the way, I was watching the news this morning, and they had a weather reporter in Florida, and his name was Virgil. I was like, oh my god, it's Virgil! He's everywhere.
Where did you find him, Betty?
Well, he's in Florida right now, so there you go. I hope that Virgil is okay. Okay, yeah. So let's go back to the story. So, it turns out that Gabriel did not take Julia shopping, wedding ring shopping, engagement ring shopping, nothing, pretty much, yeah. Julia goes back into... Well, she's back in school. Finally, we meet Professor Marinelli, and Julia is busy with her studies. Aww. But Julia becomes really sad. She's saddened with the thought that Gabriel is far away, and she's in her alone in her bed, only listening to music and missing Mr. Twitchy. Aww. Later on, we skip through time, blah, 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 and oh, look at that, it's near the end of September, and Julia is getting inside Gabriel's car. We find out that she had a session, and it didn't go so well. She had to talk to Dr. Walter, speak about her mom and past, and everything that happened. Julia was not very happy about that, but Gabriel tells Julia that he, you know, they have to work out their past, let go of that, and finally embrace the changes. That's the only way they can come together. Right? So he hugs her, and he's so sweet. He gives her a few kisses, and then he tells her that he wants to take her to the cemetery to visit his daughter, Maya. Which, I was surprised. I didn't think he would take her right now. Like, really, she's crying and this and that. But, you know, it's a sentimental thing. They have to do it. So they go together. Unfortunately for us, we don't get to see the moment because the boss skipped it.
Oh, man.
I know, right? It's like, really? Next chapter. It's October. Like, oh, my God. Boss.
He doesn't want to make his readers cry. That's why.
Well, maybe. Or maybe he was just like, yeah, time machine. Blah, blah, blah. Now, October. Right. So, are we ready for chapter 51?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
This is a really long chapter, Samia. It's the longest chapter in the book, I think, so far. So, well, it's okay. It's okay. We can dissect everything, as always. As usual. Okay, so are we ready? Chapter 51, and we start with, it's October, and Gabriel persuaded Julia to travel to his house. Oh, check it out. His house. Now he has two, right? Because he has one in Boston, and now he has one in Selden's Grove. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so Gabriel goes to his house in Selden's Grove with Julia, his beloved, for the weekend. And it turns out that Rachel, Aaron, Scott, Tammy, Baby Quinn, Tom, and Papa Richard are all there together. And here I thought it, right, a full house. So I kind of felt like, oh, I thought we were going to be together, just the two of us, you know. Maybe, no.
Yeah. Just
romantic getaway for two, but no, we're together with the family.
Romantic getaway for 10.
Right. Don't forget baby Quinn's ready to soil Gabriel's fancy shirts again. So we find ourselves in the kitchen with Aaron and Aaron cooking, helping his wife Rachel, and Gabriel asks Aaron, how is married life treating him? Which, that's a good question, because I've been asking that question lately to some people I know, and yeah, it's not looking good.
Yeah.
Right, it was like, so how's married life? You've been married for 3 years? Oh, never get married. Okay. Right? Right, that was the advice I was given this week. Just like, never do it. Never get married. It's an old idea. People used to get married because they used to die at like at age 25, but now we live longer. It's a bad idea. So, yeah. Luckily for Aaron, he doesn't have that problem, and he's happily. He's still in a honeymoon stage. So, he's really in love. So, Aaron tells... Wait, what?
He's happy so far.
Right, he's happy right now. Everything's peachy. So, Aaron tells Gabriel that it's really great that... Gabriel, he should really try it sometime. So, ooh, hint, hint. And then he winks at Julia. Oh, thank you. No pressure. No pressure at all. But isn't it kind of like ironic? Because now Julia is actually looking forward to the whole getting married thing. And the only one who's not asking the question would be, oh, I don't know, like Gabriel?
The table.
Right, everything's like, before we had our dignity, and it's like, it's okay, I don't need marriage. Now we're practically on our knees, like, Gabriel, just propose, damn it. I will buy the own ring, my own freaking ring. Just propose, okay?
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. I'll get a vending machine with 25 cents, and I keep replacing the rings whenever I change my mind. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, Aaron tells Gabriel that is really good and that he should try it sometime. And Gabriel says, that's an idea. And then he smiles smugly, which made me wonder, huh, what the heck is he up to? It looks like he has a plan because he's smiling.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's what I would think. Because otherwise, if he didn't have a plan, he would probably start adjusting his collar or unbuttoning his shirt or something. Like, no pressure, no pressure, please. Right? Maybe? Which again, I wonder, why are we getting together for dinner? Is it because maybe Gabriel is now used to the Canadian Thanksgiving and it's in October instead of November? Or he just really wants to hang out with his family?
Maybe both.
Maybe both? I just thought, like, oh, boss, you're so Canadian. Let's get together in October. Okay. So, this is my favorite quote, and it comes from Rachel, which I have to say, oh my god, Rachel, you're so funny. Rachel tells Gabriel, cut the crap, Gabriel. When are you going to put a ring on that woman's finger? So, touche, Mrs. Webster. Kind of, I expected her to start dancing to Single Ladies with Beyonce. Right? It's like, ooh, look, dance action. Maybe. And Julia starts dancing. Mm-hmm. Wait, say it again. Oh, hello? Yes?
No, Pablo.
Wait, what?
That gave me the pressure.
Right? It's like a lot of pressure from both sides. Hey, yeah. Gabriel, when are you proposing? Yeah. Hey, Julia, you should try getting married. Wink, wink. And then Gabriel, yeah. Hey, Julia, we should have babies, too. One thing at a time. One thing at a time, please. So, yeah. But then I thought this was like, Yes, could you repeat that again? Wait, what?
Julia said... Yeah.
Okay. She keeps breaking up. Say it again.
Berlin is so far away.
You please say yes.
Okay, all I got was yes, I accept, I think. Okay, we're having technical problems with Skype again. Oh, Skype, you're so naughty. Okay, so we're just going to go to the next part until I get my partner back. Okay, so... Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay. So, we're just going to go to the next part, which is that Gabriel tells Rachel that Julia has won a ring, which at the moment I was like, oh, she does? Did you think he already gave her a ring and perhaps we weren't invited to the proposal, Samia?
Yeah.
Right? The boss is so...
I'm losing you.
Oh, okay. So, what did you think when he told Rachel, oh, she has one?
I thought, like, Julia must have told him, like, oh, are you the comedian now?
Right. Like, yeah. Oh, technically speaking, I did give her a ring.
Yeah.
But it's not...
It deserves, like, a sarcastic response.
Right, right. Gabriel's trying to be smarty pants all of a sudden. So, yeah. But obviously, Rachel does not feel the same way Gabriel feels about that ring, because she tells him that that ring doesn't count. So, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Gabriel.
She's right.
Mm-hmm. So, it turns out that the ring he was talking about was the platinum ring that Julia has been wearing. May I say something? I would have taken off the ring and maybe used it in a necklace, as a necklace. You know, like a...
Yeah, a lot of people like to use them like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute.
Right. But I'm surprised she's been wearing it this whole time.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Let's give an ID.
Right. What do you...
Maybe he'll have to buy her like a new ring if she takes this one off.
Right. He should. Mm-hmm. Just because, why not? Okay. Hey, Franca.
Hi.
She just stopped by for a few minutes. Okay, are you there, partner? I think I lost Perlene.
Yeah.
Oh, she's there. Okay. So what do you think about Gabriel's comment that she has a ring, but it's not an engagement ring?
Well, I didn't start with the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that she has his ring off.
Well, remember that he gave her the ring when they finally had the whole conversation.
Yes, I remember that, but I thought she took off later, not that she have ever the ring all the time.
I know, right? Now she's like the one, like him, walking around town with the ring.
Yes.
She's saying like, "Oh, my fidanzato is around in the corner getting us some groceries." I don't know. Anyway, so it turns out that Julia and Rachel both look at the ring, the simple ring on Julia's thumb, and Julia doesn't look so happy about that. No surprise there. Wait, what? Say it again.
A ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we're just going to keep going. Because you're breaking up a lot.
I hate Skype and Twitter and oh my god.
I know, right? It makes it so hard sometimes.
Technology sucks sometimes, I swear.
Right. Anyway, so Julia looks down and looks at her ring, and Gabriel abandons what he's doing, because turns out he's, well, he looks sexy right now when he's making his fancy salad with fruits and nuts, but he drops everything to go to Julia, and this is my partner's favorite quote. Are you there, partner?
In your spirit.
Wait, I'm losing you again. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I'm here, but because you are losing.
Okay, so I'm going to read it then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I could hear you now, so maybe you could try reading it if you want.
No.
You sure? Okay, and my partner's favorite line is, "Trust me," he whispers so quietly that no one else could hear. Ooh, so...
That's my favorite part, too. It's so sweet.
Aww, can you imagine
he
him,
sends
though?
He her insecurity.
Right. Well, everyone's putting a lot of pressure in the whole engagement thing and getting married and not getting a ring from him. At least not the ring she's expecting. It kind of makes you feel like, well, is he ever going to ask the question? Maybe this year? Or in this decade?
Maybe he changed his mind.
Right, maybe he changed his mind. I don't know. So the fact that he goes and comforts her and tells her to trust him, well, that makes me think that maybe he's thinking of doing it sooner than we think. Maybe for Valentine's Day.
Who knows? I'm gonna have to reread this, the rest of the book, because I totally forgot why he's doing that.
Okay. What do you think, partner?
He's too far away. He does that,
For Valentine's Day? Okay. What about maybe Thanksgiving? Yeah. I I mean, he could have proposed for her birthday, and he didn't. We skipped through time. So maybe he's looking for something big, like a special occasion.
Christmas.
That would be nice, like fancy Santa.
It's going to be a miracle of Christmas.
Right.
So he finally proposes.
Like, oh my God, that's going to be the best Christmas present ever.
See?
That's a good one. I wonder, though, if he still would ask Tom for permission, or they would just go like, hey, guess what? I proposed to your daughter. Ta-da!
Get over it, old man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. With all due respect, of course.
Right. With all the respect and everything. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you see maybe Scott trying to remove the Swiss knife away from Tom's pockets.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want baby Quinn. We don't want to traumatize baby Quinn. So, okay, so yes, Gabriel tries to reassure Juliet to trust him, and then Aaron tells them to get a room, which I was like, really? They're not doing much right now.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like nothing at all.
Right, I mean, compared to what Julia wants to do, and what's really happening.
What all want to do with Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, if it were up to Julia, Julia would have been jumping him since Aaron and Aaron's wedding. Rachel and Aaron, they were, like, kissing right there in front of everyone and outside of Julia's room. They were just, she was ready for everything, and he was not. So, I was surprised that Aaron said, get a room. But then again, we find out that Gabriel tells her, oh, we have one. And then Julia corrects him. Actually, we have two.
Two.
So, aw, damn it.
But a slap in the face.
Hi, Betty. I see Betty is joining us. New listener. Hello. I'm Betty, too. So, yeah. What's up with that? Two rooms.
I feel bad for Julia.
I know, right? It's like, oh my God, dude, how old are we? 15?
No, like 12.
Worse, right? 12. So yeah, he's still with his vow of chastity. So again,
like Gabriel, that ship has sailed. What are you doing? You won't get it back. Come on. You gave your flower.
Oh my God, Sonia.
You can't get it back now, please.
Oh my God.
That's perfect. We're going to call that. Oh my God, that's funny. Wait, Sonia. Since the little flower went away, do you think maybe he could try to spice it up with your special spicy? Well,
besides
I was just
starter, the poor woman.
Right? No, but I was just remembering that you posted the other day a picture of a pumpkin spice flavored condom.
Yeah.
Which, if you ask me, I think that
which Sylvain Reynard ignored.
Right, but
I think it was scared.
That must be like some crazy fetish, which it, you know, when you're like, yeah, I want pumpkin spice.
Maybe he'll be tempted.
Right.
If she gives
it to him. Right. So since Gabriel gave the flower away a long time ago,
yummy.
Maybe he's trying to have a new flower.
Yeah, like a cactus.
Maybe. Yeah. A special cactus with a special flavor, and he's saving that now for like for Julia. Which makes me wonder what. What flavor would Julia like?
Vanilla.
Oh my God, vanilla. What about you, partner? Yes? Uh-oh, are you there? Okay, I can hear you. Oh, hi, Lori.
Lemon? I heard lemon.
Oh, lemon. Ooh. See, I was thinking maybe Julia would like chocolate flavor. But I think, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if it's me, like, ooh, chocolate. And I end up biting, like, no, don't bite it. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, buddy.
It's chocolate. I can't help it. But, yeah. So, yeah, who knows? Who knows? Aaron thinks that perhaps something else is going to happen, and that's why he's suggesting they get a room. But Julia says that, no, they have two, which means nothing's going to happen. Thanks for all the happy... Well, thanks for nothing, party Gabriel. Rye party pooper.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we find out that it's time to have dinner. So, yay! Dinner is served, right? Really, this... Right, this feels like Thanksgiving. At least for me. I'm like, really? Everyone's here? Feels like a Canadian Thanksgiving. Okay, so then Papa Richard asks everyone to hold hands while they're having dinner, and he gives a blessing, and he thanks God for the family, for Tammy, Scott's girlfriend, baby Quinn, his new grandson, the first grandson in the house, and for Julia, his son-in-law, Aaron, and his friends, Tom, the Mitchells, and he thanks God for his wife, her memory, and for the seeds that she planted that with her children that now are blossoming. So, aww.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Right, he still loves and misses Grace a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to see now that at least this time when they're getting together, they're not crying and breaking down like the first time when they got together for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're like more of a family now.
Yes, so like family, yeah. 1 year makes a big difference, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, okay. Perlene said, I said that Julia is a virgin again. Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
We were wondering what flavor Julia would like to try on Gabriel.
I think she would like anything as long as it's Gabriel.
Right.
Like, just give it to me.
Just give me, damn it, give me. But if it were the boss, not pumpkin.
No.
He's afraid of pumpkin.
Maybe chocolate.
Ooh, chocolate? See, Perlene thinks chocolate too.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate with whipped cream. Ooh, just kidding.
With ice cream?
Ooh, well, I don't know if Gabriel's going to be so happy with the ice cream. It's going to be too cold for him. Maybe chocolate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe chocolate syrup.
Well, but let's play.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Gabriel.
Right.
I have something for you.
Oh, he's going to propose really quickly with that. I don't think he can wait after that. Okay, so then they finish their prayer, and they say amen, and everyone enjoys their meal. So, aww, happy Thanksgiving, everyone! Yay!
Yay!
The Canadian Thanksgiving. And that pretty much, that sums it up. The whole chapter 51, sorry. So, oh my. But really, wow, everyone's in the room. Interesting. Oh,
good Frank. Night, Franca.
Bye, Franca. She has to go to sleep. Good night. Have sweet dreams.
For me, it's 12 a.m.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. But I can't sleep now. I want to know the big news. I'm going to just stay awake like for 2-3 days.
Yeah. What could it be? It's a good question now. Okay. So next week, we're going to be back with chapter 52. And we're going to go over what happens after the dinner. So, ooh. Maybe...
Julia get some?
Right.
Not yet.
Are we going to listen to 80s music again? With Scott. And his happy underwear.
Oh my God. No.
Skip.
No happy faces underwear. No
boxers? Okay.
I hope Tammy works on that.
Right, like Tammy burned them. Don't worry.
We need to talk with Tammy.
Right? Doesn't it feel like Tammy's a bit like...
I want to know her.
You know, I was thinking this morning that Tammy is kind of like that, what is it, Kenny? Or Lenny from South Park? The character, the little orange kid with the orange coat, and it's like they always kill him, and Kenny says something, and you can barely hear him. So I think that's kind of like Tammy. Like, hi, Tammy. How are you? Oh, that's nice. I have to go. And then she's gone. Maybe. I think that's what the boss had in mind when he thought of Tammy.
Oh, no, we killed Kenny.
We can kill Tammy because she has a baby, so...
Well, yeah. But maybe we hit Tammy.
Right? Tammy. Oh, my God.
No violence, people.
No. That maybe that, like...
The woman alone.
Right, like, sorry, Tammy. And, like, okay. And she's gone again.
She says she's okay, so move on.
Right, move on. Baby Quinn says high five. Alrighty then. So, yeah, that's pretty much concludes chapter 51. Chapter 52, we're going to go next week with our special guest. And she's in the chat room, I think. Yes, there she is. Andy, yay!
Andy, yay!
Ta-da-da-da! So, this is going to be exciting. Oh, Mara says, you kill me, Betty. thank you, I guess. Or maybe you're welcome. I don't know. Yeah, active imagination. This is what happens when you're alone, just with a book. You know, my mind goes wild.
Yeah, you write like three books.
Right.
From the same book. Right. You have like three fan fictions.
I know, right? Which makes me wonder, though. I'm surprised. Gabriel invited Scott, okay, that's family, and Tom, okay, that's family, kind of, yeah, Julie's family. What happened to Catherine Picton? She's not family?
Oh.
I thought they were like BFFs. Wait, what? No, I have no idea what you just said. Yeah, I still can't hear you. Okay. So when my partner comes back... So why do you think Catherine Picton was not invited, Samia? They're not that close?
She doesn't like it. Maybe she's more like... She's a really private woman.
Maybe.
I don't think she's going to be comfortable with, like, 10 people.
Or maybe...
Like 10, 2, 3 people.
Or maybe, just maybe, because now Catherine Picton is supervising Paul's dissertation. Now he's like, oh, no, you're with Paul. Get away.
No.
I mean, he was like that with Julia's knapsack. He was like, oh no, now he touched it, so we must burn it. So what if he's thinking that now of poor Catherine Picton? Like, Lady Picton, you are with him. You're not allowed in my perimeter.
Yeah, but they're like only family.
Okay, okay.
Like, no extended family and no friends. And if you're going to look at it, it's all...
Yeah.
Only family, like brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law.
Right, right. Perling says, Catherine Picton, she is not in the family circle. Well, that's true. True, very true.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, technically speaking, it's true.
Not.
Oh, well, maybe later on we can give her a few, like, so, what happened at the gathering? Oh, well, guess what? Sit down, Shama. More tea? Maybe? No. We're going to gossip with her. We were spending time at Gabriel's. Look, I took pictures. So maybe, I don't know. It's a really small circle, though. And I'm surprised. I mean, it's kind of soon, maybe, but I'm surprised Richard has not started looking for a friend or future girlfriend. It's a year. Or maybe Tom. It's been a while, you know, since he and his ex-girlfriend broke up after Natalie made a big scene with Julia at the restaurant, so... I'm surprised. Like, maybe he's still looking for a special someone.
Yeah. But Julia's dad is different from Gabriel's dad.
Mm-hmm. True. Oh, look at Pam. She says, I'm available. Ooh, for whom? Pam, we have two bachelors. Bachelor number one is Papa Richard. And bachelor number two is Papa Tom. Which one are you interested in?
Gabriel.
Oh, my God. Right?
I think Papa Richard because Papa Mitchell is grumpy.
Well, yeah, she says Papa Richard. I don't know. I mean, remember?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right? Well, remember Papa Mitchell was in love with Eloise, Paul's mom, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he was in love with the food.
Well, with the food. Well, don't they say the easiest way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so he was in love with that. He was like, Eloise, will you marry me? I'm married already, old man. Oh, yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
We can have an affair.
Right.
Please, bring your food.
Right, bring your food, it's okay. Okay, that's just turning into like a dark side of a fanfiction in my head. I don't want to...
We're ruining the freaking book.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. So, Papa Mitchell, just go away and leave Mama Norris alone. So, yeah.
Stalker. Okay.
Right. Okay, so yeah, interesting. But I'm surprised though. It seems chicken Kiev is the go-to meal, even during like this meal. How many times have we had chicken Kiev lately? Chicken Kiev.
I love this dish.
Yeah, that is because Rachel is cooking.
Right. Well, yeah, but I know she made the turkey and she cheated with the pastries for Thanksgiving last year. But that's it? Chicken Kiev? Okay. Maybe that's the specialty of the house. Chicken Kiev. Okay.
Yeah, because Grace used to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I want to eat.
Right, and then Gabriel's salad? That sounded fancy. Pam says, great dish. I had a boyfriend make it. Oh, a boyfriend made it for her. Ooh, nice, Pam.
Nice. Was he Canadian?
Maybe. Spill the beans, Pam.
Come on.
So, yeah, check it out. Oh, Amado wants to know what's it called. Chicken Kiev. You freeze the butter before you cook it. That's all I remember. Chicken and the butter has to be frozen and then you have to bring it outside.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Nice.
Right? Oh, undercover cop. She says her boyfriend was an undercover cop.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Yes, Kiev. So, look at that, boss. If the sales restaurants, all of a sudden, everyone, I want chicken Kiev. I wonder why.
Yeah, he should get, paid for
it. A percentage? So,
for every dish.
Right, and then the salad. It's like, what type of fruits and salad? You know, in the salad? Is it apples or strawberries?
With fruits and nuts and. Yeah.
No. See, I like the salad with fruits, but I'm just wondering which fruits he used.
No, I'll take the chicken, you take the salad.
Okay. See, this chapter, it's like, if you didn't eat, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, it's like, la, 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 chicken Kiev. And then I think this week he was asking yesterday about wine.
Yes.
So So where were you writing boss? In the kitchen? Maybe he was about to have like lunch. And then he thought like, ooh, they eat chicken with salad. So there you go. I don't know. And then after that, he's like, I gotta go. I gotta eat. So that's the end of chapter 51. Laters.
He sounds like a lunatic.
I don't know, maybe. So, yeah. Oh, so maybe the next time they're eating chocolate cake, it's gonna be like, and the boss was eating chocolate cake too. Okay. That's good to know, boss. Notice that Gabriel doesn't eat donuts.
He's too classy. He's too, like, how do they say it? Like,
stuck up?
Class for donuts, you know?
He's too classy for donuts.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's too classy for donuts.
Aw, okay, okay.
As if, oh my god.
Well, Paul loves donuts and Mama Norris makes donuts from scratch.
Yeah, he's like, Gabriel, have some donuts. Bitch, please.
Okay, so I guess we're not having breakfast together. Like, look, it's chocolate with sprinkles. Scowling, like, no. Where's the coffee? I drink tea. I'm out of here. Okay. So, yeah. Alrighty then. Well, okay, that pretty much is it. Anything else you want to share with us, Samia?
Yes, I'm hungry now.
Oh, sorry. We'll send Rachel so she can cook the chicken Kiev for you.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. Oh, look, Maru's talking about salads now. She says that she loves fruits and salads. Black olives, pineapple, cheese, olive oil, aceto? Okay, so cheers, Maru. Oh, man, now we're hungry.
Hi. And
Leslie says chocolate.
And she's late.
And she's late. You're late, young lady. You're going to detention. Just kidding.
Yep.
So, yeah, detention with a professor. Or maybe it should be Chef Gabriel.
Whatever works. No, as long as it's Gabriel.
You know? So, yeah. Okay, so that pretty much it. That's it for us this week. It's a short chapter, so. Look at that. The lessons of today. Chicken Kiev is good. Sell it with fruits. Sometimes it's good, according to Samia.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hi. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, we found out the condoms come in flavors. Avoid pumpkin. The end. And that's it. That's today's lessons, right?
Yeah. Taking notes.
Taking notes. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I guess we're going to be back next week if Mother Nature allows.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, so thank you so much for joining us. And again, don't forget.
Thank you for having me.
Aw, thank you for accepting our invitation.
It was a pleasure.
And again.
Hey, Samia.
Don't forget, Samia.
Gracias, chama.
Samia and Andy will be back in Noites en Florencia o Jugamento de Gabriel. Is that right? De Gabriel. It's back in 2 weeks, September 27th.
You need to practice.
I know. I need to practice. I can't get Wilson Simon. Jugamento. Okay, I will practice. I can't find any song with Wilson Simonel singing Jugamento, so it's like I.
Jugamento.
Okay, I will practice.
Jugamento.
Okay, so again, oh, Jugamento de Gabriel will be back in 2 weeks, September 24 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, with Andy and Samia. And oh my god, you're gonna have lots of fun with the first chapters, orgasms, and yeah, good times. Right? Alright, so with that, we conclude today's chapter. We hope you have a good week, and remember to be kind to one another. Alright, anything else, partner? Okay. Thank you, Sky, for today's... What? Yes? No? Okay. All right. So we'll see you next week. Have a nice week, people, and take care, everyone. Bye, Noni.
Bye, people.
Bye.
I'm trying to Skype with this piece of shit.
Ah, so poetic. All right. Thank you, Samia. Thank you, ladies. Ah, you know, we had a nickel for every time he does that. All right, so we'll let you go now with Dusty Springfield while we're wishing and hoping. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Good night, people. Bye.